Visitor Operations and Experiences Manager Catherine McCusker talks to entomologist Mike Edwards and lead ranger Henry Barnard about some more of the fascinating invertebrates that exist all around the Surrey Hills.
Henry, you told me about the strawberry spider and how Bookham Commons has the right conditions for it to thrive. Could you tell me more about those conditions?
Yeah, of course. So Bookham Commons is a mixture of, we've got ancient woodland, a habitat called wood pasture, which is a sort of woodland where commoners would have let their animals graze in. And then we've also got open grassland. But the really important bit about Bookham is just how long it's been here. With all the disturbance of the modern world, with agriculture and housing and all the ways things have changed, there are relatively few pockets of truly ancient habitat. You know, habitat that's been broadly the same for 400 or 500 years or more. And Bookham is one of those. And through the work of the ranger team that have been here, working for the last nearly 50 years in Ian's case, who recently retired, they have managed to mimic many of the natural habitats that would have been here if we still had species like beaver, for instance, working and eating and felling trees at the edge of the woodland, or large, wild, free-roaming herbivores crashing and bashing their way through, that leaves you with that would leave us naturally with this open grassland, scrub and tall trees around a series of ponds and streams that we get here.
Yeah, going on to that thing about the trees around the ponds, this is really interesting for a new arrival in Britain. We're being arrived by all sorts of insects at the moment. This is a damselfly. Now, damselflies, the larvae live in the water. They eat other insects in the water. The adult flies in the air and it catches other insects in a basket made by its legs and chomps them up as it goes. But how does it lay its eggs? It's going to get from the air to the water. Now, you might think, and you watch many damselflies, well, they just sit on top of the water and put the eggs in. No. This one climbs onto a tree, which is overhanging the water, finds a nice crack in the bark, lays its egg. It's nice and safely away. Nothing else going to eat it now. It's probably out of the way. Well, almost nothing else. And when it hatches, it drops, plop, into the water.
That's amazing. What does it look like, this willow emerald damselfly? So listeners could perhaps even spot
one. Yeah. I mean, damselflies are easier than dragonflies, don't move so fast, and they're smaller. It's a fluttery dragonfly, probably the best way of saying, and as it says willow, it's green.
Ah, so you'd identify it first perhaps by the nature of the way it flies.
Yes, you most definitely do. They have a sort of fluttery flight, whereas dragonflies zoom everywhere. And that's probably the quickest way of deciding which of the two groups it is.
I'll tell you what you will like about them, though, Catherine, is one of the old names for them being a devil's darning needle. So if you think how a darning needle goes around and round in that looping motion, one of the really old names for damselflies and dragonflies was the devil's darning needle.
Fantastic.